Welcome to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com. Tonight's game is powered by Red Bank Sleep Shop, where customers send their friends. Visit redbanksleepshop.com. RKE Athletic, helping outfit the Monmouth Hawks, high school and rec teams, Route 71 in Wall. Coke Zero, basketball-related chest bumps, high fives and trash talk, brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Barnabas Health, life is better, healthy. Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. Good food, good people, good vibe. World Subaru in Tinton Falls, they think the world of their customers. And McClune's Restaurants, with 10 great locations, including 4 within 15 minutes of the Monmouth campus. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. Let's head down to the court for all of tonight's action.
Taking steps and progressing. That's what the Monmouth men's basketball team has done since their season opening win of the year back on Friday, November 8th against Hofstra. This team has been through ups and downs, learning throughout this season how to win basketball games. They look to take another step this afternoon after defeating first place Canisius a few games ago and winning last time out against Fairfield with not their best effort. Now we'll see what the evolution of this team is as they'll try to win a game on the road at an upper tier MAC school, as this afternoon they'll take on the Ryder Bronx live from Alumni Gym in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Alongside my broadcast partner, Steve Bazaz, I am Eddie Acapinti. And Steve, this afternoon, we see, can the Hawks take the step from winning a MAC game to beating a first-place team at home to winning a tough one now? Can they win on the road in a hostile environment in the league?
And Eddie, this is absolutely a huge game in league standings. Monmouth in sixth place, tied with Siena. Ryder in fifth place, right above them in the standings. A win today, this afternoon, would put Monmouth in a tie for fifth place in the MAC with Ryder. Like you said, the evolution of this team this year has been absolutely great to watch. And to climb into fifth place with a team like Ryder, a team that is led by two seniors, that would be a tremendous effort by the Hawks.
And we'll see this afternoon if Monmouth can continue to make those steps to become an upper-tier MAC school. The Hawks come in to this afternoon's game at 10-10 overall, 4-5 in the league. Ryder is 9-9 on the season and 5-4 in the MAC. Where that puts them is as follows. Ryder is alone in fifth place in the league standings. Monmouth is in a tie for sixth place with Siena, just one game behind this Bronx team that, Steve, the first time they met this season saw Ryder defeat Monmouth in their first ever MAC game back in West Long Branch. That game, 89-83. It was an up-and-down, fast-paced game. The Hawks played well. Ryder's experience showed out in that one. Look back to that game, and there's a few things that really stand out to you.
I think when we look back at that game, Eddie, the first thing we think about is that, wow, this young Hawks team competed with an upper echelon MAC team. And I think that gave a lot of people around the Monmouth program some really positive feelings about the team for this season and for the future, as Monmouth competed at every step of the way with Ryder in that ball game. The two things that really stuck out to me in that game were, one, Anthony Miles. He was absolutely phenomenal. 28 points. He was 7 of 10 from the floor, 4 of 7 from 3, and he got to the foul line 13 times, making 10 of them. The other thing that stood out was the amount of free throws that Ryder took. Ryder took 36 free throws in the game. They were 28 of 36 from the free throw line, where Monmouth was only 10 of 20. That was, to me, that was the difference in the ball game. As Monmouth, the shooting percentages were very similar. Rebounding was similar. The main difference in the ball game was the big game that Anthony Miles had and the amount of free throws made and attempted for Ryder.
Our pregame show this afternoon is presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. As Monmouth and Ryder prepare to renew their Garden State rivalry, it's been dubbed the Hourglass rivalry between the two schools for the distance between the two, about an hour or so, unless you get an easy trip like we got this morning. You make the drive in about 45 minutes straight due west from West Long Branch is Steve. Let's take a look at the Monmouth side of things. The Hawks come in, as I mentioned, 10-10 overall. They've won two straight. A thrilling win a week ago against Canisius, 83-82, and then last time out against Fairfield, 63-60, in a game they didn't play well offensively, but they gutted out a win. And talking to Coach King Rice after that one, he was impressed at his team's ability to win when they didn't have their best because of their effort. What do you take out of that game that you can then project into this afternoon's contest about this team that, again, that theme we talked about, continues to keep taking steps?
I took a lot out of that game, Eddie. I think when you can not play your best but still protect your home court and defeat a team you should beat at home, I think that says wonders about your team. But Monmouth was up one late in the game. They had to get a stop. There was no timeout called because Fairfield didn't have any, and it was up to those guys to buckle down defensively and get a big stop, and they did. And Josh James was phenomenal. He was phenomenal offensively, too, and we'll get to that, Eddie. But Tyrone O'Garrow was great defensively on that possession, and it was great team defense by a young team to buckle down and get a stop when they needed it. They scored points and got themselves rolling, and it was really great to see them not have their best, still protect home court.
Steve mentioned the names from that game. Andrew Nicholas led the way with 19, but Josh James had, as Steve said, just a phenomenal game. 15 points, 6 rebounds, I'm sorry, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, just 1 turnover, as Deion Jones added 13 points in that one as well. And two of those three names you expect. Nicholas and Jones have been playing much better basketball these last few games. Nicholas was fantastic against Canisius when he hit that game-winning buzzer-beating three. But then we take a look at who the next scorer is going to be. And we've seen it be the big guys. We've seen it be Tillman and Brady. We've also seen it be Robinson and James. And Steve, against this upper-tier veteran group in Ryder, who do you look for to maybe be that third scorer to complement Monmouth's top two guys in Jones and Nicholas?
Well, right now it's been Josh James. He's really been playing great basketball over the last few weeks. So I look for James to continue that momentum into this game. Ryder's not huge in the front court. I think a guy like Zach Tillman, who had some nice finishes around the rim late in the game against Fairfield, I think a guy like Zach Tillman can also give some scoring down low.
We'll give you the starting lineups now. When we come back from break, Steve will give us his keys to the game. But the starting lineups this afternoon, and we'll start first with the Ryder Bronx, will be the same lineup they've put out for the majority of the season, led in the backcourt by 6'5 senior guard Anthony Miles. He averages 18 points per game, one of the best players in the MAC. He's joined in the backcourt by freshman Jimmy Taylor, who averages 11 points a game, and sophomore Zedrick Sadler, who averages 10.5 points per game. The front court, you got one young and one old. Khalil Thomas is a 6'7 freshman. He averages 6 points a game. And Daniel Stewart, the 6'7 senior, averages 15.5 per game for head coach Kevin Baggett, who's done a very good job here in his limited time in Lawrenceville. Just year number two for him. As now we'll take a look at the Monmouth starting lineup presented by McLoone's Restaurants, McLoone's.com. For more information on all of their great locations, Justin Robinson keys the backcourt, along with Deion Jones, the freshman-junior combination, doing very well this season. You add in Andrew Nicholas, who averages 14.5 per game, just trailing Deion Jones's 15.5. And this afternoon, third-year head coach King Rice will again put out the Twin Tower starting lineup of Zach Tillman and Chris Brady, the two freshmen, get the nod this afternoon at Ryder. It'll be the two Garden State rivals to meet for the second time this season. It's the Hourglass rivalry, and we are going to broadcast this one from the friendly and cozy confines of the Ryder student section here at Alumni Gym. Steve, I don't think we've been any closer. Well, actually, we're in the crowd right across from the benches. Pretty interesting atmosphere.
We got a great view, Eddie. We're right at half court, right in front here. I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be a really good one between Monmouth and Ryder, the two Garden State rivals, set to meet again this afternoon. We'll see just how far this Monmouth team has grown from not only the first time they've played, but from the other night after they gutted out a win against Fairfield on Thursday. We'll see what they can do on Sunday. We're happy to have this afternoon's broadcast on 1160 and 1310 AM, as well as ShoreSportsNetwork.com and on the free Radio Pup app. It'll be the Hawks and the Bronx after a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll get Steve's keys to the game, and we'll have the tip between MU and Ryder, and it'll be right here on your home for Hawks basketball all season long, the Shore Sports Network. Back here courtside at Alumni Gym as Monmouth prepares to take on Ryder in a really important and pivotal MAC contest. The two teams come in right above each other in the league standings. Ryder is fifth and Monmouth in a tie for sixth. As we'll now get Steve's keys to the game, which this afternoon are presented by our friends from Barnabas Health. Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary.
Well, it starts with Anthony Miles, Eddie. In the game at the MAC earlier this year, Anthony Miles had 28 points. He was 7 of 10 from the floor, 4 of 7 from 3, and he was 10 of 13 from the foul line. He got to the foul line 13 times. The Hawks are going to be have to guard him without fouling. And you don't want to compound matters because he's an 80% foul shooter. He gets to the line a lot, and he can finish around the rim. He is one of the most athletic players in the conference, but the Hawks have to know where he is. He also shoots a pretty good 39% from 3, too, so he's an all-around player. One of the best players in the conference. Look for Deion Jones and Max DeLeo to probably shoulder the load against Anthony Miles today. They have to play defense without fouling. Again, 36 foul shots in the first game against Ryder earlier this season. That's way too many. 28 out of 36 was Ryder. Monmouth is only 10 of 20. So if you want to look at that too, Monmouth's going to have to convert from the foul line when they get their opportunities. And they cannot give up that many fouls. That was the big difference in the ball game in West Long Branch. And then lastly, Ryder gives up 47% to opponents shooting-wise. So they don't want to guard. They don't want to guard for very long. They have four guys who score double figures. So they want to play a lot of offense. They want to get up and down the floor and score. But they give up 47%. So you can't bail them out with turnovers. You can't bail them out with bad shots. Run your offense. Monmouth has been going to that open offense a lot this season. You run offense for 15, 20, 25 seconds, and you're bound to get good shots.
These two teams have a long, storied rivalry together. They used to be members of the Northeast Conference, and that was a fierce rivalry between the two schools, and it really peaked right before Ryder jumped ship from the NEC to the MAC in the mid to late 90s. Ryder holds an all-time advantage over MU, 24-15, in a rivalry that dates all the way back to the mid-70s. They met every year in the league until 97-98, and Ryder, Steve, has won 7 in a row in this series. It seemed as though when Monmouth was in the NEC and going well, as good as they were, they couldn't beat this Ryder team. The Bronx were always a little more athletic. They always had maybe one or two more playmakers. But now I think the talent gap between these two teams has really closed since Coach King Rice has come to West Long Branch, because Monmouth now looks a little more like Ryder does. They're very similarly constructed. They're athletic. Both teams like to get up and go, and it should make for some exciting basketball.
It's amazing the player that Ryder recruits now. It seems like they always have the same kind of player, really long athletic guys. That started with Jason Thompson, who's now in the NBA. You have Ryan Thompson, his brother, who was a phenomenal ball player. He was long and athletic. And Anthony Miles now, who's kind of taken over as Ryder's big-time ball player. The difference to me, Eddie, though, is that Monmouth has a size advantage on Ryder. While Ryder might out-athletic them, if you will, Monmouth has a size advantage in this game, and I look for Brady and Tillman to have a big impact this afternoon.
Keep an eye on that as they're announcing the Ryder starters. We'll reset the lineups for the Bronx. It'll be Khalil Thomas, Zedrick Sadler, Jimmy Taylor, Anthony Miles, and Daniel Stewart. For MU, it'll be Justin Robinson, Deion Jones, Andrew Nicholas, Zach Tillman, and Chris Brady. As we are just about ready for action between these two New Jersey rivals, it's a full slate of MAC games today. Two games already gone final. Siena defeated Fairfield 64-56. They're the team Monmouth is tied with, so the Hawks need to win to keep pace with the Saints and also with this Ryder team. Also, Iona defeated St. Peter 71-63. And how about this one, Steve? Quinnipiac and Manhattan are all tied at 77, heading to overtime in that one. And one more final. Canisius defeated Marist 78-65. So this Monmouth-Ryder game, the final game to tip off on this MAC Sunday, with the Hawks a decided underdog coming in to this game here in Lawrenceville. Hawks take the floor in their road midnight blues. Monmouth in white across the chest. Number in white with the name on the back. white piping down the right and left side. And I'll contend, I think really sharp uniforms.
Oh, they look great.
Old school looking, but not too bad. As Ryder takes the floor in their home whites, Ryder into their font, scripted in cranberry on the chest, number on the front and back, name on the back as well. I'll get to it. Piping down the left and right side. Listen, here's the deal. Anybody can be red. Okay, Monmouth, we're not navy blue. It's midnight blue. And I asked the Ryder folks, hey, is that dark red, wine red, what do you call it? They go, we call it cranberry.
Wow. If anybody could have seen that look I just gave you.
It was, well, that's why I felt the need to address it. Steve looked at me like, I don't even know you anymore. Hawks and Bronx ready to renew their long-standing rivalry. It'll be Tillman to jump things up with Daniel Stewart. Monmouth will be going right to left. Ryder left to right. We thank everyone for joining us on a snowy Saturday. It seems like all we get, I'm sorry, Sunday. It seems like all we get is snowy weekends anymore, as the Hawks and Bronx just about ready to get it going on this chilly, snowy, flurry Sunday in West Jersey. Stewart and Tillman, let's begin things here. We got our jump ball. The tip is controlled by Ryder, and they will go left to right. As we begin things, the Hawks, Steve, opening up in man-to-man defense. First possession of the game, drive by Jimmy Taylor. I believe Brady partially blocked it, as now Monmouth will come back the other way. Good defensive possession early on for MU. Andrew Nicholas drives right baseline. He's cut off, tried to pass it. It was taken away by Ryder. Credit Sadler with the steal. Jimmy Taylor will bring it back the other way for Ryder. Taylor dribbles over to the wing, throws top of the key, Stewart. Eyes up Chris Brady, now dribble handoff right wing to Taylor. Works it over, Miles will attack, and the first foul will come with 19:21 to go on Andrew Nicholas.
And that's what Miles is going to do to you. He's going to cause fouls and be aggressive. Miles that time caught it on the wing, just ripped through to his left hand and was aggressive with the drive.
Ryder will inbound. No score early on here. Each team with a turnover as we'll get it rolling here. Taylor, the freshman. Goes top of the key, Zedrick Sadler. Sadler with Robinson guarding him, double teamed by Tillman. Stewart throws in the corner. This is Jimmy Taylor. Throws down low to Khalil Thomas, and he'll kick it out of play. Send it back to MU with no score.
And that time, Nicholas and Tillman trapped the post, causing a turnover.
Only had one shot attempt in this one so far. I believe it was a Brady block. Couldn't tell which Hawk got it. As Monmouth into their offense here. Chris Brady tries to throw one to Tillman. He forced it. That's a turnover. Send it back to Ryder. Bronx coming to our right. Taylor for three. That's too strong. Rebound by Deion Jones. He wants to run with it. Jones is fouled. No, he's called for palming the basketball. So another MU turnover. Steve, that's all the Hawks have done. They haven't gotten a shot off yet.
Right, and that's something that we talked about in the opening, Eddie, is that Ryder does not want to guard for very long. You don't want to bail him out with turnovers.
18:40 to go in our first half. No score between two teams that average in the 70s. Khalil Thomas bounces one to Stewart over Brady with the left hand to give Ryder a 2-0 lead. Thomas is getting it going of late, coming on, averaging 6 points per game. Hawks working it here with Justin Robinson top of the key. They throw it left corner. Andrew Nicholas for three. Too strong. Brady tracks down the offensive rebound. Fires right back to Nicholas for two this time. That one short. Rebound pulled down by Sadler.
Nicholas got an open shot there, as I think it was Miles who cheated. Nicholas faded behind the screen and got an open look.
Ryder works it to Daniel Stewart for three, and he'll put it in to give the Bronx a 5-0 lead.
And how about the versatility of Stewart? He posted up before, then shot a three. He shoots 42% from three and almost 90% from the foul line, Stewart.
Hawks trailing 5-0. Deion Jones top of the key around a Chris Brady screen, and an offensive foul is called on Chris Brady. Monmouth trails 5-0, 17:41 to go. And Steve, if you're a Hawks fan, this half couldn't have started any worse.
You're exactly right. You got turnovers, moving screens. Andrew Nicholas got two wide open looks.
Bronx possession with Jimmy Taylor, picks up his dribble, throws to the sophomore Zedrick Sadler. They swing it over on the right wing. Miles, guarded by Nicholas, throws it top of the key for Taylor. He's called for traveling. Hawks will get it back.
And Coach Rice was asking for a push-off on Taylor. As earlier on, a couple possessions back, I thought Taylor came very close to elbowing Justin Robinson. Robinson kind of stands at that at that elbow region.
An elbow that would go into a 6'3 player's chest might hit Justin on the head.
Right.
17:15 to go in our first half. Deion Jones for three. He'll miss that one short. Daniel Stewart all over the glass for Ryder. Bronx will push. leading 5-0. Stewart, dribble handoff for Miles. Right back to Stewart, right corner, drives on the baseline. Skips it to Taylor in the left corner. As now Ryder will go back up top to Sadler, 20 on the shot clock. Sadler around a screen, double team by Tillman and Robinson. Nowhere to go, bounces it down low. Khalil Thomas gets free and lays it in to give Ryder a 7-0 lead.
Now the Hawks, they have a major size advantage, but they haven't dumped it into the post yet this first half.
Nicholas, lefty floater in the lane is good to get MU on the scoreboard.
And they're running Nicholas around the baseline there. The post have to post up strong and make themselves available for an entry pass.
Yeah, Steve, he moved without the basketball. Nicholas, that is, very well in the win against Fairfield. Monmouth showing 2-3 zone look here. Ryder working it around the perimeter. Taylor pumps it three. Now to Stewart for three. That one's short. Rebound by Zach Tillman. Outlet to Justin Robinson. Monmouth trailing 7-2. Robinson stop and go. Tough move in the lane. Is no good. Rebound snatched out of the air by Sadler.
Nice play by Robinson. He split two guys while he was in the air.
Miles for three in transition. That's short. Rebound to Khalil Thomas around three Hawks. Thomas picks up his dribble. Throws to Stewart top of the key. Fresh shot clock for the Bronx, leading 7-2. Sadler, hesitation move around the baseline. Works its way over to Stewart, right wing. He'll attack the basket. He's fouled from behind by Zach Tillman.
And that's tough with the Hawks in a 2-3 zone with Brady or Tillman having to close out the shooters.
15:42 to go first half. Ryder 7, Monmouth 2. And we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth fans, 2013-14 Monmouth single game tickets are still on sale. Call now and ask how to spend your birthday with Shadow at a Hawks game or help your group fundraise with MU ticket sales. Affordable family fun and entertainment is one call away at 732-263-5735 or by emailing hawktickets@monmouth.edu. Hawks trail Ryder 7-2, 15:42 to go first half. Big shout out and congratulations to Coach Paul Mateer, Steve, and the women's team defeating Manhattan today 75-70. That game was at the MAC as they've righted the ship. They struggled early on, picking up their fourth MAC win of the year.
And they had a wild comeback Friday night, and they just came up short. But nice to see them get off the snide with a W this afternoon.
Men's team trails here at Ryder, 7-2. Daniel Stewart for the Bronx at the line for two free throws. Steve said it before our first break. Stewart shoots them at almost 90%, makes the first one here. Hawks are struggling from the floor, Steve. Give you the numbers after Stewart makes his second. It's 9-2 Bronx. Checking in Khalil Alford, sophomore guard. Monmouth 1-6 from the floor, and they've turned it over three times early on in this one.
Brady and Tillman have come out, so they're smaller in the front court, but James and DeLeo are in, so they're bigger in the back court.
Those two have been very good coming off the bench. We'll see what MU can do here, down 9-2. Also into the game, Marcelo Hudiger and Tyrone Ogero. Nicholas, the only starter on the floor, as the Hawks work it here. Nicholas has it left corner, throws to Ogero, top of the key, hand off to Nicholas. He'll have to pull it out, pick up his dribble. Throws right wing to James, 6 on the shot clock. James attacks, finds Ogero down low, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line for 2 after the creativity of James earns Ogero the opportunity.
And Josh James just making things happen like he's been doing over the past few weeks. He is so good getting to the basket, and this time he drops it off to Ogero, and his game is just really fun to watch. He can score. He can get other guys involved. He's not even really a true point guard, but he gets other guys involved so well.
Tyrone Ogero at the foul line, where he has, to put it politely, struggled this season, missing his first. He is shooting 39% from the foul line. Second one on the way. And he missed them both. Rebound tipped out. It comes down to another new Bronx, Sean Valentine, who's in the game. This is Taylor. Gets a screen from Junior Fortinot, his first action as well. Taylor throws to Miles, left corner. Bronx lead Monmouth 9-2. Taylor on the right wing, guarded by DeLeo. Drive and kick. Valentine 3 is long. Fortinot snatches the rebound out of the air and then is fouled from behind by Hudiger with 14:45 to go in the first half. Foul is Monmouth's fourth. They say it's on the ground. Wasn't sure where the foul was because Fortinot lost it, so they kind of called it a loose ball foul more than a shooting foul, as Ryder will inbound. 14:40 and counting to go, first half. left wing Khalil Alford. Has it taken away by DeLeo. He poked it out and then recovered it.
That's a great job by DeLeo on the ball. Defense gets the deflection and then the steal.
James throws over right wing to DeLeo. Monmouth has it now with Ogaro on the perimeter. Hudiger, left wing, with 20 on the clock, throws to DeLeo. Pumps it three, gets Alford in the air, attacks the basket, has his shot sent out of bounds. Big time block by Junior, 4-0.
That's a good job by DeLeo getting to the rim. You know, Max DeLeo's percentage is so high that when he shows shot fake, guys are going to jump. And Max, that's not a shot that Max takes, though. He's not going to come off a screen and shoot it right away. He should keep using that to his advantage.
Hawks with 2 points through the first six or so minutes of this one. DeLeo pumps it a three this time again. Now hands off to James, 7 on the shot clock. Guarded by Miles. James around the screen, splits the double team. James tried to throw to Ogaro. Hudiger has it. He has it blocked. Shot clock violation against MU. Steve, Hawks trail 9-2, 14:02 to go first half, and they just look out of sync offensively.
Yeah, they do, and I actually think Coach Rice should go to Tillman here. Hudiger's not the low post presence that Tillman is. Tillman comes back in and at least open up the option to dump it inside.
These two teams who love to score are having a tough time scoring here. Ryder not as tough as they lead Monmouth 9-2. Jimmy Taylor catches on the left wing, throws it over to Khalil Alford. Right back to Taylor, throws it right wing. Anthony Miles. Miles pulls for a long two and an air ball. 4-0. Wrestles it away from Hudiger and then lays it in.
And if Hudiger can't get rebounds, that's not going to bode well for his playing time. He's got to be able to box Fortunato out and get a rebound.
James goes all the way to the basket, giving MU a much-needed hoop to cut the Ryder lead to 11-4. 13:15 to go in this first half. Ryder moving it here. Alford with Ogaro guarding him between the legs on the right wing. Throws to Fortunato. Swing it over to Taylor on the left wing. Taylor double-teamed. Miles now has it on the bounce pass. Down low Fortunato. Spins to the middle. Taylor, Alford, corner three, bottom of the net. Ryder up by 10.
That's great ball movement by Ryder, going screen and roll. The Hawks double it. They throw inside. They kick the ball out. Extra pass, and they get an open three.
James around a couple of screens, throws a deflected pass to Max DeLeo. Ryder's playing really good defense this afternoon. Nicholas catch and shoot triple on the wing is bottom of the net.
Good job by Andrew Nicholas moving without the ball. He got a screen, found an open area on the left wing. Nice look by DeLeo, and he knocked it down.
Hawks go 2-3 here. You know, Steve, Ryder gives up 79 a game. They've played really good defense in this first half. Monmouth sits in that zone. Ryder moves it around the perimeter here. Alford on the left wing. Valentine pops out to swing to Miles. Corner three is way short by Jimmy Taylor. Offensive rebound by Fortunato. Fortunato bounces over to Alford. Another corner three. That one way short. The ball bounces off of Hudiger, but right to Josh James. And James is fouled by Khalil Alford right as he crosses half court.
Hudiger's given up three offensive rebounds. Couldn't get his hand on that one either. He's got to do a better job of boxing out Fortunato. Great job by Josh James running down the offensive or the rebound and then picking up the foul.
11:56 to go first half. Ryder leads Monmouth 14-7, and we step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. Scala's Pizzeria is a proud supporter of the Monmouth Hawks. For great pizza and more, go visit Will and Faz about one block from the ocean in West End or give them a call at 732-222-8728. Here in Lawrenceville, Monmouth trails Ryder 14-7, 11:56 to go in our first half. Steve Bazzaz, Eddie Acapinti. Steve, MU down 7. They look disjointed offensively, but a small lineup on the floor now. What do you think Coach Rice wants to do with these five?
Well, I think he wants to just spread the floor, go to that open look, and try to get some driving kicks. He actually has gone away from any of the bigs. We'll see if that helps them offensively.
James swings it over to Andrew Nicholas. Monmouth moving right to left. Nicholas finds James down low. Up fake, goes up, missing the layup. Rebound out of bounds off of Ryder, so the Hawks get it back. That lineup we alluded to is James, DeLeo, Ogaro, Nicholas, and Jones. As Steve said, no bigs in the game right now.
And Ogaro will probably draw Fortunato on defense. We'll see if he can box him out.
James, pump fake, drive. Finds Ogaro down low, who lays it in.
I'm just so impressed with Josh James. So quick with that first step, and then he drops it off. Monmouth actually going to a 2-3 zone with the small lineup.
Interesting, because I know Coach can switch up 11:18 to go. Hawks now just trail by 5, 14-9. Tommy Pereira into the game for Ryder. Sadler's come back in as well. Alford catch and shoot from the foul line is good.
I think if they're going to go to the small lineup, Eddie, they might be better off playing man-to-man.
Nicholas for three on the wing. Off to the left. Pereira with the rebound. Hawks trail 16-9, 10:50 to go. Try to bounce past the four to not. DeLeo got a hand on it right to Andrew Nicholas. Nicholas over to James. James, wrap around pass, finds Deion Jones. Deion attacks the basket. He'll lose it out of bounds. But off of Ryder, Hawks will keep it as Tillman and Brady both check in for Monmouth, taking out O'Garrow and Nicholas. Miles back on for Ryder.
After the made basket by O'Garrow, the Hawks went back into 2-3. After the miss, they went back into man. So we'll see if they keep doing that. 2-3 after a make and man-to-man after a miss.
James gets it on the inbounds. Over to DeLeo. Pumps for three, gets Valentine in the air, and then draws the foul on Sean Valentine. That's Ryder's third foul with 10:37 to go in the first half.
And I still think they should dump the ball inside, Eddie. They do outsize Ryder.
Yeah, Brady and Tillman, by far the two tallest players on the floor now. James has Pereira on him. If I'm Monmouth, I exploit that matchup too. Max DeLeo has it top of the key after getting it from James. Trying to find Brady down low, finds Deion Jones in the corner. Deion, pull up two. Too strong. Rebound on the run to Zedrick Sadler. Sadler, hands for Pereira for three. Bottom of the net. That's his game. Bronx back in front by 10, 19-9.
And Pereira is a guy where most of his shots are threes. In fact, he's taken 60 shots on the year. 56 of them have been threes.
You think he runs to the line?
I think so. And they find him, too.
Under 10 to go first half. Hawks trail by 10. Deion Jones throwing to James, setting a screen for James. Picks up his dribble, finds Brady at the foul line. Leads for Deion Jones, but a little too far. He threw it out of bounds. Hawks turn it over. 9:42 to go. MU with just 9 points early on here.
I think you used a great word earlier when you said the Hawks look disjointed. They look out of sync. Credit Ryder's defense. They look a step faster than Monmouth. They're doing a good job with post defense where Monmouth can't get the ball inside. But credit Ryder's defense early on.
Khalil Thomas, Ryder Big checks back in. Justin Robinson checks back in. He'll take out Josh James, who played very well running the show. Robinson will guard Pereira, who swings it over to Sadler. Sadler will dump it down low. Khalil Thomas finds a cutting Daniel Stewart, who is called for traveling. Ryder wanted a foul, but the Hawks get it back with 9:26 to go in the first half.
Brady went and doubled on the post catch. Monmouth with poor rotations there. Deion Jones has to get into the lane and take away that cutter. Nice cut by Stewart. Monmouth got away with one as Stewart traveled.
Robinson will run the show for MU here. Ryder showing almost a matchup look as they'll throw left corner to Deion Jones. Works it back to Robinson, top of the key. Robinson picks up his dribble. DeLeo goes and gets him. 14 on the shot clock. DeLeo dribbles himself left wing. Finds a cutting Jones. Deion across the lane. Jumps the pass. He turned it over. This is Sadler in transition. Bouncing it to Pereira. Pumps it three. Steps into a long two. And he'll put it in.
And the problem with the offense that the Hawks are running right now is that they get awfully stagnant. They have two guys at the top reversing the ball. They have two bigs on the blocks. And then they have a shooter, Jones or Nicholas, running the baseline using the screens. But that's the only guy that moves is the guy running off the screens. So nobody's moving. They're awfully stagnant. And when the shooter can't get open off those screens, there's nothing going on offensively.
Hawks trail the Bronx as Coach Rice has taken a 30-second timeout. Ryder with their largest lead of the first half at 21-9 with 8:48 to go in our first half. While we have a minute, we'd like to thank the members of the New Jersey Education Association for their support of our Monmouth broadcast on the Shore Sports Network. The NJEA works to make public schools great for every child. Steve Bazzaz, Eddie Acapinti, courtside at Alumni Gym. Brian Cedillo back in the studios of 1160 WOBM engineering this afternoon's broadcast. Steve, 8:48 to go. Monmouth will come back with a small lineup as O'Garrow and Nicholas have come back on, joining Jones, DeLeo, and Robinson. This is where MU's had their most success. As you said, going to that open five-out offense and letting players create.
It's too bad because I really thought the Hawks had a size advantage in this game, but they just can't get the ball in there. Oh, good adjustment by Coach Rice to go small.
Oh, beautiful wraparound pass on a drive by Robinson, who finds Ogero for the layup. What a find from the freshman.
And there you go. First possession. The floor is spread. They're able to get into the lane and make a play.
You know, Steve, I think the way Monmouth's going to win is defensively, but also making plays when they get the chance. Ryder moving it here. Khalil Thomas missing a jumper short. Another offensive rebound for Ryder as Sadler pulls it down. Bronx doing an excellent job on the offensive glass as Stewart buries a three right in front of Nicholas. Bronx up 24-11.
Now Stewart's like the glue guy of this team. Anthony Miles scores all the points, but Stewart really does it all inside out. And Red Nicholas with a very poor close out there, giving Stewart a wide open look.
Hawks trail by 13. Tyrone Ogero picks up his dribble, right elbow. Works its way now to Robinson, top of the key, 13 on the shot clock. Robinson, around a couple of screens, picks up his dribble, throws it over to Deion Jones, drives on Anthony Miles, hangs in the air and hits a layup to cut the lead to 11.
That's a great job by Deion Jones, just really strong take, getting into the lane and finishing.
7:25 and ticking to go in our first half. Bronx lead Monmouth 24-13. Anthony Miles on the right wing. Pereira for three. Top of the key. Put it in. Even though his feet weren't set, Steve, Bronx lead by 14.
And Pereira's a guy you can't lose. Robinson went under the screen. Pereira made a nice cut to the top. I think Robinson's just got to stay on his hip and fight through the screens.
7 minutes to go, first half. Robinson drives the lane. Pereira poked it away, but right to DeLeo. DeLeo goes to Tyrone Ogero at the foul line. Dribbles himself to the block. Finds a cutting Jones. Deion loses it. Bodies go flying to the floor on the alternate possession after the jump ball. The Hawks will get it after the media timeout. 6:51 to go in our first half. It's been all Ryder early on. Bronx lead 27-13. We step out for 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth trails at Ryder 27-13. 6:51 to go. Steve, in a first half in which the Bronx look, I don't know if it's fresher, they have more energy. We talked in the pregame about Monmouth taking those steps, evolving into that upper tier of the MAC. The Hawks are 4-5 in the league. They're right below Ryder, but right now it's all Bronx early. They lead by 14. What does Monmouth have to do to cure these ills?
Well, right now, Monmouth is completely out of sync. Offensively, they're having trouble doing everything. They're having trouble catching the ball, dribbling the ball. It's like Ryder is making them play at a speed that is too fast for them right now. They have to calm down, relax. This is where you have to rely on your point guards, Robinson, Josh James, to relax the team and get into something offensively. I think first what they need to do is get stops. They're not doing a good job defensively. Pereira's getting wide open looks. Stewart got a wide open look. He's a guy who can knock it down. They have to do a good job defensively getting stops, but also getting rebounds. Ryder has 5 offensive rebounds. I thought they had more than that. But Monmouth has to get stops. Ryder shooting 52%, 5 of 11 from 3. Then they got to try to get some easy buckets in transition to get them going a little bit. And then offensively, just slow down and make the play when it's there.
You know, Coach Rice wants to go fast. He wants to play with speed and tempo. But a Ryder team that's used to doing that and they're older has an advantage. As the Hawks inbound it here, down 14. James on the floor along with Robinson now. Jones to beat the shot clock for three is off and to the right. Rebound by Anthony Miles. The Hawk lineup is Robinson, James, Jones, Ogero, and Nicholas. Nicholas here called for a foul as he got Daniel Stewart on the arm with 6:29 to go in the half. His second foul, Monmouth's fifth, and I know, Steve, that we don't like to see the foul get picked up, but I don't mind Nicholas gambling there. MU in need of some kind of spark here, down 27-13.
Absolutely, and hopefully a steal and a run out in transition can get them rolling.
Inbound Ryder will swing it around the perimeter. Pereira will catch and shoot. That three is off. Offensive rebound was had by Khalil Thomas. It was lost out of bounds, they say, by Thomas. So the Hawks get it back. As Ryder, Steve, you mentioned it. Monmouth's bigger than them, but Ryder is countered with a big lineup to Monmouth's small lineup with both Thomas and Fortunat in the game.
Ryder has missed 10 shots in this game, and half of their misses they've gotten offensive rebounds on.
Hawks down 27-13. James cuts to the basket, is fouled from behind. Jimmy Taylor got him after Robinson found him, and that's been MU's, it seems, most successful play. Drive, cut, and find the guy close to the basket.
Absolutely, and Josh James, he missed one earlier on, but he got hit here. You got to convert from the foul line. We'll see if the Hawks try to speed up Ryder and force a turnover off the foul shots here, whether they pick up full. A lot of times off of foul shots, Josh James is short. A lot of times off of foul shots, Monmouth will go into that half-court trap.
As Steve mentioned, James missing that first one. Another one on the way. That one also no good. Fortunat goes high for the rebound. Bronx with the ball, leading 27-13. Miles, left wing, around a screen. Throws it to Pereira. Swing it over to Taylor, guarded by fellow freshman Justin Robinson. He'll throw to Anthony Miles. Miles right back to Taylor. Back to Miles. He'll try a three. Short. O'Gara with the rebound. Hawks want to push. Nicholas, left wing, is going to drive. Guarded by Thomas. Picks up his dribble. Tried to pass. Double team. Taylor took it away. Let's go back the other way, left to right. Taylor leads Fortunat, who catches it as he falls, throws to Sadler, and he is fouled. Rather, Taylor was the player who was fouled. He'll go to the line for two. Right now, Ryder, Steve, just hustling a little more, and they seem to be getting all the hustle plays.
Everything is going Ryder's way right now. Loose balls. You had the save there along the baseline that I thought one of the Hawks could have came up with. They didn't. Now Taylor goes to the foul line. Andrew Nicholas dribbles into a corner and gets himself trapped against Ryder guys who are long and athletic, and that's a tough position to be in as Taylor makes the first. You got a lot of subs coming in for the Hawks now. King Rice trying to find a spark.
The one Ryder sub is Zedrick Sadler. The MU subs, Tillman back in, and for the first time this afternoon, Khalil Brown and Colin Stewart will see action. They'll be joined by the two freshman guards, Robinson and James. Taylor, second free throw is good. Ryder now leads 29-13. Daniel Stewart in, Khalil Thomas out. Steve, Ryder's 5-4 in the league, but through the first 14 and a half minutes of this first half, they've looked every bit a top three team in the league.
Absolutely.
Hawks down by 16. Khalil Brown, right wing, will face up on Daniel Stewart. Puts it on the ground. Picks up his dribble. Bounces it to Robinson on the wing. Robinson drives around Taylor. Jumps the pass out to Khalil Brown for three. That one off to the right. Miles goes high for the rebound. Outlet to Sadler. Finds Stewart with the two-handed throwdown in transition.
And right now, Eddie, Monmouth is getting run out of this gym. They don't have anything going on offensively. They can't get stops defensively. They're late on loose balls. Everything is going Ryder's way, and Monmouth is about to get blown out of here.
Yeah, they're down 31-13. This one in danger of getting away from MU. Robinson drives. Beautiful bounce pass to a cutting Josh James for the layup.
That's a great job by Justin Robinson. Driving baseline, drawing the defenders off their feet, and dropping it down low.
Stewart, top of the key. 4.5 to go first half. Throws it to Miles. Down low four tonight. Double team. Triple team. Kicks it out. Sadler open for three. That one way off. And a foul will go on Justin Robinson as Jimmy Taylor hit the deck on the rebound. 4:17 to go in the first half. Ryder 31, Monmouth 15. That foul. Robinson second. He'll sit down in favor of Max DeLeo. I'm going to ask the question because it should be asked. Justin Robinson goes about 5'8 on a good day, maybe a little smaller. Jimmy Taylor's about 6'3. I had a hard time believing that Robinson threw Taylor to the ground. Just my unbiased opinion.
Taylor actually had inside position on Robinson, and the ball went over his head. He misses the first.
He misses the free throw. Sadler has his shot sent into the cheerleaders by Khalil Brown.
And when the ball went over Taylor's head, Robinson had position, and maybe they called like a push off, or I thought it was a tough call too.
You're right. It was a long rebound. Taylor was right under the rim. Bronx have it here at 32 on the shot clock. Taylor has to inbound in a really tough spot. He'll throw top of the key to Sadler. Works it over to Miles. He'll drive around Colin Stewart, try to bounce it down low. Ball goes out of bounds, off Ryder, so the Hawks get it back, trailing 31-15. You know, Steve, comebacks aren't easy, and MU's down so big so early here, they can't panic, they can't do anything out of the ordinary with 4 minutes to go in the first.
One possession at a time. It starts with stops.
Colin Stewart, top of the key, will throw to Max DeLeo. DeLeo is going to drive, and he'll kick out to Khalil Brown. He's fouled before he can do that by Jimmy Taylor. 3:53 to go in the first half. Ryder on top of Monmouth, 31-15, as we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. The Boathouse Bar and Grill features great food, entertainment, and the best wings in the area. Set up your Super Bowl party with Boathouse Catering or go into the store at 1309 Main Street in Belmar for the big game next Sunday. Visit their website, boathousebarandgrill.com, and make sure you like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Monmouth down 31-15 at Ryder, 3:53 to go in the first half. With Steve Bazzaz, I'm Eddie Acapinti, and Steve, you mentioned it to me off air, but Monmouth in danger in this one of getting blown out unless they can figure out a way to score right now. Just 7 of 20 from the floor and 1 of 6 from three-point range against a Ryder team that gives up almost 80 a game.
But Ryder's just been all over the place in this game, and really, given the Hawks' problems, their length and athleticism has really been the difference defensively. Monmouth can't get anything going, and then Monmouth also struggling to get stops, too. It's just been all Ryder in this game.
Hawks inbound. Max DeLeo goes down low to Khalil Brown, and Khalil goes strong to the basket and will earn a foul. That foul will go against for Ryder. I believe, Steve, they called Daniel Stewart for his first, so Khalil Brown will go to the line.
A nice play right there by the Hawks on the out-of-bounds. Colin Stewart getting a screen to get a shot. Khalil Brown slips to the rim. He went up really strong to dunk it, and that's why he got the foul call. Got to convert foul shots.
So the 6'10 Brown at the line, he'll make his first. You know, I still think, Steve, he's a player, and I know he's, Coach Rice even says it, I got to get Khalil more time. He has a role on this team. He's too good of a shooter at that height. As he makes them both, so it's 31-17 now with 3:47 to go.
And this is his role. He's coming off the bench to provide a spark. He had a block shot on that end on defense. Now he gets to the rim and goes to the foul line, so hopefully he can keep it going.
DeLeo guards Sadler as he crosses the timeline for Ryder. Miles, top of the key, with Colin Stewart on him around a Sean Valentine screen. He's into the game with Khalil Alford. Alford finds Stewart at the foul line. That one's short. DeLeo pokes the rebound right into the hands of Tillman. Finds a cutting Josh James. James streaking to the basket. Bounces it down low. Brown lost it. Got it back. And then has it taken away by Anthony Miles.
Got to make that catch if you're Khalil Brown. Had down low position.
Ryder with the ball here. Finding Valentine in the right corner. Miles, top of the key. Back to Valentine. 22 on the shot clock. 3 minutes to go, first half. Sadler swing it over to Alford on the left wing. Alford skip pass to Sadler. He attacks the basket, and he is fouled by Colin Stewart with 2:53 to go in the first half.
And in transition, Tillman got switched off onto Sadler, which is a mismatch. Sadler saw that, ripped right through, and went to the basket. Stewart had to help and reach in and got called for the foul.
Zedrick Sadler will go to the foul line. Hasn't scored yet this afternoon. Does have 4 assists and 5 rebounds. Hits his first free throw, 32-17. We get our first look at freshman Xavier Lundy, 6'7 product, appearing in his 11th game. 2:53 to go in this half. Sadler will make them both, 33-17 Ryder. As Josh James will help bring it up with Colin Stewart. Stewart is going to try a three. That one's off and to the right. He was wide open. And that loose ball foul will go on Ryder as Tillman went up to get the rebound. They'll call that foul on Lundy, the player that just checked in.
I love that shot from Colin Stewart. He's wide open. He's in the game to do that. Nobody picked him up in transition. He just got to knock it down. I think Colin Stewart, when he's in the game, he just thinks way too much. And he just needs to play.
Ryder's 17th foul will put Zach Tillman at the foul line for 1-1 with 2:46 to go in the first. Tillman missing the free throw. Rebound pulled down by Lundy. Miles, Valentine, Alford, and Stewart on the floor with the freshman Lundy. Valentine top of the key. Ryder leading 33-17. Hands off to Lundy around a screen, top of the key. He'll throw left wing to Miles. Miles' pass deflected by DeLeo right into the arms of Josh James.
That's the third deflection by DeLeo causing a steal.
James over to Stewart. Nice move on the baseline. Drives, contact, no call. Tillman brings it down. James attacks. Lundy got a hand on it, and he'll take it away from the freshman. Outlet to Sean Valentine. Valentine tries to throw, and Max DeLeo deflects it out of bounds with 2:02 to go.
And to me, that was a foul on Stewart down low. Colin Stewart went to the line. The other Stewart on Ryder was straight up, and then he came down at the last minute. I thought it was a foul.
2:02 to go. Ryder inbounding up by 16. Valentine has it, top of the key. James guarding him. Flips it right wing to Anthony Miles around a Lundy screen. Throws over to Daniel Stewart, who drives on Colin Stewart to the basket. The layup is good, and he's fouled.
Daniel Stewart has been phenomenal in this game. Getting to the rim, scoring inside, knocking down threes. He really does it all. What a versatile player he is.
Yeah, he's going to be in the running for all conference. 15.5 points, 6 rebounds a game. You said he does a little bit of everything. He's a versatile power forward type.
And he shoots almost 90% from the foul line.
And we'll check his free throw here. That one will be short. It's still 35-17 Ryder. James bringing it back for MU. Finding DeLeo. Khalil Brown over to Colin Stewart. Stewart attacks. Tried to kick it out to James. It was deflected out of bounds by Miles. So Monmouth will inbound with 1:35 to go in our first half. Fans, stay tuned at halftime. We'll be joined by Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press, who will help us take a look around the league this timeout. Stewart for three. Can't get a friendly roll. Rebound tipped by Brown, but right to Anthony Miles. Miles leads Ryder the other way to Alford for three. Valentine couldn't get the rebound, and Tillman snatched it out of the air. James finds Stewart cross court. Stewart, beautiful move down low. Taylor with the block, and they'll call a goaltend as he took it off the glass with 1:13 to go.
That's a great move by Stewart, too, in transition as he was about to go inside, then switched right at the last minute and kind of euro-stepped around a defender. And then there was a goaltend. But Stewart's a guy who he's going to have to develop in the next couple years, but he's not only a spot-up shooter. I think people think that all he can do is just spot up. He can get himself to the rim.
That, too, gives Monmouth now 35-19 our score. Miles, ball deflected, they say, off of Colin Stewart. Into the MU bench, so Ryder will inbound, 23 on the shot clock, 61 seconds to go in our first half. You know, I think Monmouth fortunate too, Steve. Taylor took the ball off of the window, but the ball might not have been above the rim. However, Monmouth will get credit for the two. As Lundy missing a three, Stewart keeps the rebound alive right to DeLeo. Max will spin it half court. Picks up his dribbling. He is fouled in transition with 49.9 seconds to go. He'll go to the line for 1-1.
It's a big sequence here in the game to keep the Hawks alive. DeLeo going to the line. He's got to convert. The Hawks will come back. They're going to get the ball back in this half. So they need to stop defensively. And then they need to get a good possession, to finish off the first half.
Max DeLeo makes the first free throw. Greg Nowak has come back. Or come in, rather, for the first time. Tillman will sit down. Nowak still working his way back after a concussion. Important role player for this team as DeLeo misses the second free throw right into the arms of Khalil Alford.
A big possession defensively here for the Hawks. See if they can get a stop.
Trailing 35-20 in about 13 seconds separating our game and shot clock. Sadler picks up his dribble, throws left elbow to Stewart. Daniel Stewart back to Sadler. Ryder is going to bring this clock down as Sadler dribbles himself to the top of the key. He's being guarded by Colin Stewart with 10 on the shot clock. Sadler around a Stewart screen. Picks up his dribble. Throws it over to Miles. 5 on the clock. Miles in the lane. Up and under is good with 15 seconds.
I thought Stewart moved on a screen, but great job by Anthony Miles getting to the rim. Kind of a circus shot. No foul, which was good for the Hawks.
Josh James with 4 seconds to go in the half. Lazy pass to Colin Stewart. Stewart can't get a shot off in time, and Monmouth will go into the locker room trailing 37-20. In our first 20 minutes, that was all Ryder here on Sunday afternoon.
Now you said it, Eddie, all Ryder. Ryder doing a great job offensively. They're getting open looks. They're knocking them down. They're getting to the basket and scoring. Defensively, they're all over Monmouth. Monmouth with only 20 points in the first half, and they're probably shooting somewhere in the 30 percentile. We'll get the stats in a bit. They just look a step ahead of Monmouth, step faster. They look a lot more athletic. They are just all over the floor right now, and Monmouth's having a tough time.
Hawks trail 37-20 at halftime. We'll go over first half statistics. We'll also take a look again at the scores around the league. They've all gone final now. We'll set the stage with myself, Steve, and we'll be joined by Josh Newman after a 2-minute timeout here on your home for Hawks basketball, the Shore Sports Network.